mentioned a number of things which are certainly we want to pursue. When you say that public space becomes smaller, I think a number of us are concerned what you mean by that, but you explained it quite well. We'll come back to that. David Adjaye is an architect, one of Britain's, I think, most talented emerging architects, if I can say that, i.e. under 65. The reason in particular we've asked David to address this issue, and I'm sure he will expand on this, is that in terms of the issues of floating populations and migrant immigrant populations in London, he's been recently asked to design a series of public facilities for East London and for an area highly populated, as we saw in the last presentation from Anthony Mayer yesterday, by waves of different immigrants over the last 200 to 300 years. David.
Thank you.
Is this working?
Yeah.
Thank you. My name is David Adjaye. I'm a practicing architect. So I'm my response really comes from really the position of architecture within this large discourse about the city. And to really maybe come down to the idea of the components within the city, and to discuss how maybe architecture, which seems very much in the discussions that I've been hearing, is sort of addressed as a fashion sort of dressmaker, really, in the city, where all these forces come together and it's suddenly brought into just style these forms, is really disturbing to me, because architecture, I think, for me at its absolute heart, can transform and question the idea of form making within cities. And what I was particularly kind of keen to hear about is that architecture also plays a role whereby it performs as an edification mechanism within cities, where it is a visual form, spatial edification mechanism which empowers citizens, allows communities to have a sense of cohesion, allows sort of disparate parts of communities to find some sense of direction within the idea of a city. So when I will just really talk very quickly about this project that I've been doing in London, which has been incredibly informative, just in addressing in a very small way some of these issues. It's in very near Canary Wharf. Canary Wharf, if you know London, is one of these new sort of super planned cities, maybe mono cities, as Richard would explain. It's just been explaining, which sort of arrived in the East End, a very poor neighborhood, full of docks, working class white community, and really a traditional area where lots of immigrant communities from sort of early Jewish community right through to a very strong Bangladeshi community which lives there right now, have sort of started their life in London, their life in the UK. And what became really clear is that actually between this large urbanism that occurs and the local, architecture is very good at, when it's allowed to kind of investigate and to probe, develop notions of questioning topology. Topology becomes a very important component when you're dealing with this, to understand not just scale, but topology of use, and to even question ideas about cultural topologies. Usually one deploys libraries, schools, etc., and I hope that somehow the system is able to understand these. In the work in the East End, what we understood is that even as singular components, these things still had an alienating effect on the communities, because they felt that these were the components which were part of the sort of state or the system which they didn't feel included in. So a study was sort of taken by the council that ran this borough called Tower Hamlets. I was brought in as a space maker to investigate the potential of mixing, collapsing topologies to make something which Richard beautifully alluded to, where you get a blurring of a cultural facility within a city which doesn't kind of provide those codes that provide exclusion to certain communities because they feel unconnected to it. And what they did was to really mix adult education, which is an important component when you are dealing with migrant communities that have to come into very sort of dense urban conditions and you know have no access to facilities or know how to find access to facilities. So adult education sort of forums become important. Library services become important just for edifying the children of these migrant facilities as a kind of accessing device, or just the general communities, and general sort of social services which are not in sort of town hall towers, which are very imposing and very difficult places for such groups. They call them idea stores, and it was really a way, a sort of, for me, a humorous response to the kind of over-commercialization of the urban world, that they had to kind of use the word store to somehow sort of code it in the sort of realm that, you know, most people now navigate in, which is this idea of retail. But what's interesting is that these environments are free. They vary in scale from being very small units which can plug into neighborhoods very discreetly, depending on the scale of neighborhoods. And they become components which can offer these range of facilities. So, you know, mothers, single mothers leave their children there, whereas they go to work, come back, pick them up. There's free computer access. You know, they can do a bit of work about finding out about job opportunities, about maybe learning language, maybe learning, you know, a little course about something. So it becomes this forums that can plug into, and, you know, and the architecture can be low or high. It's, you know, in certain areas, in Whitechapel, we're building a very large building, which is comparable to the image of the city, which is Canary Wharf, but in a very different way. And in Popular, which is one of these singular sort of highly efficient modernist post-war developments, one celebrated in London called the Lansbury Estate, it's a very intimate sort of layering which sort of adds itself, not in an object-like way, to the complex. It's a kind of, you can imagine, post-war planning where you have sort of towers and then commercial ground. It adds itself as a kind of bridge building which connects parts of this sort of fragmented landscape as a new cultural monument. New monument being the wrong word. New cultural infrastructure. Okay. And I kind of wanted to just give you that as a kind of, as an example as to how architecture, and not architecture with a big A, but architecture with a small A, which I think is actually much more important in the kind of urban conditions that we're talking about, can actually help to negotiate some of these difficult issues that we're talking about.